It seems that in the mind of Jesus, the kingdom of God always goes hand in hand with smallness, with littleness. We see that in the images today of mustard seed and yeast. But we see it all throughout the Gospels. Poverty of spirit, unless you become like little children. He must increase, I must decrease. The kingdom of God, if we're seeking that, we will always look in the place of smallness. In other words, inadequacy, not enoughness. I once had a conversation not so long ago with a man, said, "Sir, you really raised a fine family. How'd you do that?" He said, "I don't know. I have no idea. It wasn't me." The second, it seems that in the mind of Jesus, the kingdom of God is always goes hand in hand with hiddenness. Hidden behind a veil, not obvious. In fact, in this very gospel, our English says the woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour. By the way, 3 measures of flour is 36 quarts, 9 gallons. The Greek is and hid inside of the 3 measures of wheat flour. Not mixed in, but hid it in. We see that throughout the Gospels. Take the lowest seat. Where smallness exists, and then the hiddenness. We see that at the manger, Bethlehem. Small, hidden. It always seems that in the mind of Jesus, the kingdom of God goes hand in hand with growth. And what is growing is Christ. And he grows in our smallness if we choose to have faith there. And he grows where we choose to be hidden. And Christ, who is the kingdom of God, grows. May we do that today.